Is he really going to try and do an episode every day up until Christmas? Well, he sure as hell's gonna try. Is he battling a cold? Is he snowed into his house after 2 days straight of snow? Yes. Yes, he is. Is he getting better? Yeah, not really. Not really. I'm really good at, but it's not like the flu or something, you know? It's just congestion and, you know, just basic stuff. Is doing a podcast every day for 10 minutes really helping? No. Is it hurting? Not really. Is he talking about one of the best movies ever made today? Yes. No one could have expected the adventures of an 8-year-old boy to become a worldwide phenomenon. That is Home Alone, a family holiday comedy that's still beloved and consistently referenced almost 3 decades later. The film's physical comedy is what really made it such a phenomenon. But there's a nice emotional undercurrent, reminding viewers that what really matters around Christmas is being with your family. Now, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern obviously, I think you got to give more credit to the stunt doubles. But to be part of this project, a project that took a lot of work to get made, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of budgets being cut, switching studios. The majority of the film was shot inside of an abandoned school. The very same school where The Breakfast Club was shot. Am I going to be able to find rotten reviews for Home Alone? Absolutely. This movie, sorry, my chair is squeaky. This movie has a lower tomato meter score than the movie from yesterday. Critics like The Christmas Chronicles with Kurt Russell more than they like Home Alone from John Hughes. It's John Hughes. Now, one thing that makes the movie even bigger is the music is by John Williams. In no way, sorry for my bleep, and in no way should a John Williams project not be considered one of the greatest movies of all time. How dare you? And some of these are like the most pathetic reviews I've ever seen in my life. So in total, I have 19 negative reviews about Home Alone. And actually, one of them is pretty well known, just because Roger Ebert never liked this movie. But anyway, let's check it out. Antagony and Ecstasy, I'm assuming is a website, I have no idea. Quote, a better director could have helped the film out considerably, even saved it. But even then, the script is tremendously weak by Hugh's standards or anybody else's. Oh boy. Cinema Craze, quote, a funny but overrated family comedy. Okay, whatever. I don't like anything that's trendy. Meh. Sometimes things are actually good or trendy for a reason. Meh. Filmcritic.com, quote, watching this all again today with a critical eye reveals that Home Alone's pratfall humor has gotten completely worn out. You know, stuntmen today still call that kind of fall a Home Alone. Okay? Time out, quote, the movie has an inconsistency of mood, not helped by abrupt editing and Columbus's sometimes self-conscious directing. Whatever. Juicy Cerebellum. Just gave it a 2. No reason. EmmanuelLevy.com gave it a 2. No reason. F5, whatever that is. Quote, This slapstick is vicious. A family film? 1 out of 5. This professional reviewer gave it a 1 out of 5 because it's vicious. TheMovieReport.com, 2 out of 5, no reason. Mountain Express, quote, everyone involved ought to be sent home alone with no supper. 1 out of 5. Las Vegas Review Journal, no reason, 2 out of 5. Splice Wire, no reason, 2 out of 5. About.com, quote, overrated. The burglar finale is great, but too much nonsense schmaltz. He was too forgiving of an abusive family. Sequel is a bit darker and a tad better, 2 out of 5. Film Freak Central, no reason, 1 out of 5. About.com again. No reason, 2 out of 5. Arkansas Democrat Gazette, no reason, 1 out of 5. Austin Chronicle, quote, Home Alone is the apex, the pinnacle, the culmination of every bad bit Hughes has ever written or directed. I'm going to have to pull out the f***ing bleep button again. Why are there so many uncredited, unsourced, just unneeded negative reviews from people that are deemed professionals, okay? Just to drive this down. Roger Ebert, quote, if Home Alone had limited itself to the things that might possibly happen to a forgotten 8-year-old, I think I would have liked it more. Well, that would have been entertaining. That would have been depressing. Entertainment Weekly, quote, the movie devolves into a egregious Three Stooges pain fest. We're meant to giggle and clap along with Kevin as the crooks get their heads singed with blowtorches. Singed. Their heads singed with blowtorches and walk barefoot on glass. Give it a D. Oh, Entertainment Weekly. Why are they trying to drive this down? Why? Let's read the longest positive review from a normal person, which I like to do. Home Alone is a comedy film directed by Chris Columbus. If you were to ask a room full of people what movie they watch the most around the holidays, the majority would say Home Alone. This is such a fun tale from writer John Hughes, and it brings some suspense to Christmas while keeping it child-friendly. The story follows 8-year-old Kevin McAllister, who is mistakenly left behind when his family flies to Paris for their Christmas vacation. It's not really a Christmas vacation. Anyway, Kevin initially relishes being home alone, but he soon has to contend with two burglars, Harry Lime and Marv Merchants, who are known as the Wet Bandits. Macaulay Culkin is a standout in this movie, not only because he is in almost every scene, but his acting was very good. He was nominated for the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in a Musical or Comedy after all. Oh, after all. He really holds his own among all the adults in the film, and it isn't slim picks when you have Joe Pesci, John Harrod, and Catherine O'Hara. What about Daniel Stern? I want to put John Harrod in there. I would have rather put anybody. I don't know what the point of him was. John Candy. Put John Candy. Instead of John Harrod, John Candy. It's quite unrealistic about how dumb the burglars are. But honestly, this is a terrific family film. Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern are a great comedy duo of two idiots who can't rob the place because a child has outwitted them and set some clever and very funny traps around the house. No periods anywhere until now. Overall, aside from its unrealistic plot, the movie is fun and very entertaining. It's a movie my family watches multiple times throughout the year, and it never gets old. 4.5 out of 5. And I also like this review because it was from 6 days ago. Some of these are very recent. Let's read this one. It's my favorite Christmas movie of all time. It has magic, revels in the imagination and intelligence of children, and above all, is fun. Christmas movies should be fun. They are the one part of Christmas that won't disappoint you. Okay. I feel bad for this person, but it's like presents, parents, extended family all have the strong likelihood to drive you mad at Christmas. So what better than a movie to see an equally dysfunctional family having a much worse time? Also, it has all of this. John Candy being John Candy, tick. Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern are fantastic as down in their luck burglars, tick. Catherine O'Hara is a wonderfully layered and what could be a pretty thankless role, tick. However, the reason to watch is Macaulay Culkin, who makes this movie, tick. My 8-year-old self loved this movie, and I have loved it ever since, every year. It's been a 26-year-long addiction that doesn't look like it's going to end. Come join the fan club. One more. We'll do... Well, that one's kind of lame. I don't like when people just give it like 5 stars and don't... and barely put anything. I think 75 to 80% is about right for this. I got the chance to revisit this the night before last with my 10-year-old daughter. It had been at least 25 years since seeing it. Back then, I was around 19. Okay. So he's 45, is that what we're getting at? But I remember a few amusing parts. Watching it as an adult now, I had a better appreciation for it. It was rather funny seeing how mean this kid's family was to him before accidentally leaving him home alone over the Christmas holiday. Okay. Well, they all went to France. The idea was original enough to work. And it launched Macaulay Culkin into veritable superstardom as a little kid. He was in Uncle Buck right before this and played pretty much the same character. So anyway, know what you're talking about. Anyway, Macaulay definitely made me laugh a few times with his performance, especially when he was calling the burglars names. What a weird thing for a 45-year-old. Anyway, speaking of which, Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern had good performances as the burglars. I shudder to think that it has almost been 30 years since this movie's release. Time goes too fast. This was worth my time. My daughter and I both enjoyed it. So this person gave it like 2.5 stars, and all they put was, The perfect Christmas movie. I don't know what to think of this. I really don't. Two Christopher Columbus back. Are we going to talk about The Witch next? What are we going to talk about? So anyway. Home Alone. I know you've already seen the movie. So I'm not really worried about telling you to go watch it. But I'm telling you that there are a total of, let's see, how many? There are a total of 54 professional reviews on this movie. And 19 of them just gave it a low score without any information, really. 54 total, giving it a 65%. Okay? 80% audience score, and it has, you ready? Are you ready for this? Okay. Just to mention again, 54 professional reviews, 65%, 80% audience score with 1,026,436 reviews. 1,026,436 reviews. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? So obviously, it's an amazing movie. I don't know why they're trying to bring it down, but they are. They are. They totally are. And if you look at, you know, some of these people who gave it a 1 out of 5, like this this F5, whatever that is, they gave, you know, 1962's Dog Star Man a 100% 5 out of 5 perfect score rating. They gave Snakes on a Plane a 3 out of 5. So they gave Snakes on a Plane a higher score. They gave a 1 out of 5 to Home Alone and Snakes on a Plane 3 out of 5. Are you joking? Like, there's just some people who like to put down things that are popular, you know? And they, I don't know, they get some kind of weird enjoyment out of... He gave the Brothers Grimm a 4 out of 5. Are you joking? So anyway, we all know it's an amazing movie, okay? We all know that it's one of the best, okay? So, get off your high horse and change your review to something more realistic. All right. I'm sorry. I'm done. It just frustrates me. I had to use the bleep button. Are you kidding me? Good gaming. Good streaming. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.